This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Wednesday, November the 7th, 2018, on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, getting you ready for, I guess, what we've all been talking about through the night and yesterday. No, it's not the lineup at the latest Pearl Jam concert. It's the lineup, the political lineup, as things are not what they were predicted to be, but then, strangely, a lot of things don't happen the way they are predicted. The experts are not always experts. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm not an expert. I know how to get on the air and have a conversation with people. I'm certainly not a political expert, never claimed to be and don't want to be. The realities, however, of how the faces change and things grind on in our political, governmental world. The election over. A lot of decisions have been made. Victoria Keelan is here, feeling a bit better today. Thankful for that. We are. Kara Schillen is here, and Victoria Jones is lurking in some one of the corners of our virtual room. So what do you make from, without a political point of view, I guess the stats, the numbers, Victoria Keelan, what do you make of all of this? Have you you haven't felt well the last I haven't felt well for about a month or so, but
yes, not
staying
really
up and around. Yeah, well, no, it's just, it is, I don't want to overdo this. People
well,
are interested.
It's very stressful, though, I'll say
in
that.
The results. Stressful in what way?
Well, I just think in everyone was Republican, Democrat, Independent, everyone really paid attention to these midterms, and the turnout, I think, showed that a lot of people cared, a lot of people voted, a lot of early voting happened. I just think it was a stressful night for a lot of people. People are very emotionally invested in this. I think that it kind of went the way that, as you were saying, experts predicted. The Democrats took the House back. The Senate is still Republican. There were some interesting flips going on. There were some very close races down in Texas. A lot of people were watching the Ted Cruz, Beto O'Rourke campaigns. That was the most money spent across the country, was in that one campaign in Texas. And Ted Cruz, by 200,000 votes, held on to his seat, which is really close. And Beto O'Rourke was not projected to be that close to Ted Cruz. So I think that from what I've seen scouting around through all the different states that had elections, it seemed like there were a lot of really close races either way. Either a Democrat flipped the incumbent seat and it was just a very close margin, or the other way around, a Republican held on to a seat by kind of this, you know, skin of their teeth. So it was an interesting night for sure. In New Jersey, which is where I am now, we went, I was very surprised, New Jersey, all but one county went completely blue. And New Jersey is one of those states that always has very, very deep pockets of red, and to flip all the way to blue, except for the county that I'm from, we're the only red county in New Jersey, and that was actually a good challenge as well. So it definitely, if you want to call it a sport, it was a good horse race last night. I think there were a lot of really interesting results that came out of it.
Yeah. I think how it shakes out for women is interesting, referred to as the pink wave. The midterm election prior to yesterday, there were 84 women in the House. There are 435 altogether. That has changed. 239 women were on the ballot for the 435 seats, which I thought was kind of an interesting number. Women become more and more involved. Some people say more and more empowered. There are 23 women in the Senate, were and still are. I think there are 6 women governors, 16 candidates for governorship. So anyway, I think that's part of what that is. I'm not a red person. I'm not a blue person. I don't even know how those. How did it get to be that Republicans were red and Democrats were blue? Where'd that? Did anybody know how that started?
No idea.
Where'd
no
that come from? You know, referring to all these BSing blowhards that are on television and some of them on the radio, listening to themselves talk, and they sound like they're such know-it-alls. Why people watch that stuff is beyond me. It's just, unless you're looking for entertainment, so much hyperbole. Anyway, more women are Democrats than are Republicans. There are 187 Democrats, women of the 239 who were running in the House races. 187 were Democrats, 52 were Republicans. And I'm making a point. And the point isn't so much what everybody else is making in terms of red and blue. I'm just more interested and have always been interested in the equality, if that's what it is, or parity. It always bothered me that people made so much out of Barack Obama being a black guy and Hillary Clinton being a woman. Were they the most qualified for the position? And is that how people make their mind up? I don't know. How'd you make up your mind? Who to vote for, Victoria? Both Victorias are here now, so let me go to Victoria Jones. How did you make up your mind who you wanted to vote for? What were the defining items in a person's resume? Was there something?
Well, I'm looking at Maryland, and I was looking at local races, county races, state races, and some amendments. So I'm looking at the people. You know, I'm looking at the people who are running, and I'm looking at, you know, either what have they done for us lately, or what are they going to do for us? So, and also to a certain extent, it was how annoying was that campaign, really?
Yeah.
And if they really, really, really annoyed me, they got points against them.
Did you vote for anybody who annoyed you?
No.
No. I wouldn't have thought anybody.
I didn't actually. Because, to be honest, in Maryland, it is such a sort of straight one-way state, with the exception of the governorship in where I live, which stayed in Republican hands. Larry Hogan, despite a quite a strong challenge from Ben Jealous, who used to be head of the NAACP, that, you know, the really interesting things on the ballot were same-day voter registration. That was a constitutional amendment which passed. Lot of voter registration issues, by the way, across the country. Interesting changes.
Yeah.
So things like that were on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that Georgia is still Stacey Abrams running for governor of Georgia has not conceded yet, and it's a close enough race that there might be a recount. There have been so many issues in Georgia with the other candidate, the incumbent Kemp, trying to launch an investigation into Democrats before the election even happened.
Well, the
claiming
the
voter
really
fraud with no grounds for it. It's very bizarre.
Well, I think that there's an outrage, and I don't know why more people aren't making. They didn't have some, for some reason, the voting machines weren't plugged in and couldn't be plugged in, so they put batteries on them, and the batteries ran out of juice before the end of the day, and there were lines that were 3-4 hours long. This happens every damn election. These people who are the election commissioners who are in charge of making sure that the system works, the machine, what the hell are they doing? Why are they even there? They should have been fired on the spot. If you don't think there's corruption in the election process because of stuff like that, what the hell's the matter with people? I found that
Some of it's corruption. Some of it is complete and utter ineptitude. I mean, batteries, really? Why don't we just get wind-up machines? You know, it's
ballots.
Unbelievable.
If that's really, really where we're, if we can't handle computers, like if computers are too much for us in 2018 and batteries are an issue, then just go back to paper ballots.
Well, I was glad at my voting place that I did have paper ballots. Luckily, I was able to go in the middle of the afternoon, so there wasn't a line anyway. But hearing all of these terrible stories about all of the machines freezing and the scanners not working, I was glad
outrageous
to go in and just get a folder with three pieces of paper, and I was glad had to just fill in a bubble. And then, yeah, I guess the scanner could have frozen, but luckily everything worked, because it's just, I mean, this is a right that people have to vote. And the fact that people have to stand there for three and a half, 4 hours in order to do that is just, it's ridiculous.
Crazy. But Kara, did you have the question like I did, which, and I asked one of the voting judges, and it was probably silly. I said, okay, so look, I went outside the bubble, you know, when I'm filling in my paper ballot, but how much outside the bubble do I have to go to disqualify myself?
I always kind of wonder that too.
I felt like I was in kindergarten asking that question.
Yeah, I mean, luckily I filled out a ton of Scantrons in middle school and high school, and I know that you're allowed to go a little bit outside, but it is true when you go and they say, don't draw outside of the bubble or else it won't count. Well, does that mean if I, you know, scribble all over the page, it's not going to count? Or if I go out by half a millimeter, it's going to be okay? It's never really clear. But I figure as long as it is clearly circled one bubble, then you're okay. I think it's only an issue if it starts to go into other bubbles. Then it's not clear.
The guy was in, like, 11th grade, and I felt very confident.
He's probably an expert on it.
He had much more knowledge than I did.
All right, so anyway, I'm focusing on women. This Alexandria Cortez, elected to Congress from New York, youngest person to win. That was a woman. She's 29, by the way. I think you can't run for Congress unless you're 28. Is that right, or is it 26? 26, 28, something like that. In there, it's sort of centered.
She was 28 when she won. So I guess she was probably 27 when she was running, maybe?
Yeah.
When she started, so maybe 27 is the age?
You have to be 25 to run for Congress.
25.
Oh, there we go. All right.
All right. There was a woman in Boston who beat out a long-time Democratic poll. She was a city councilor. She got elected. There's stories like that around that are pretty interesting. Her name is Ayanna Pressley, by the way. There is a Muslim congresswoman who was elected from, and she was from Somalia. I don't know. I can't remember. You can run for Congress and not be American born, right? She was born.
Yes.
She's a Palestinian.
You cannot be American born and run for Congress. That's correct. John McCain wasn't born in America, was he?
Yeah. No, that's right too. Yeah. So. Anyway, a gay guy get to be governor of Colorado. Those are things. The unfortunate thing, I think, is that those make headlines. Those things make headlines. But I guess that is what makes us people. Charisse Davids, who was an MMA fighter, congresswoman from, I think she's from Wisconsin.
Kansas, she's Kansas lesbian. Yeah.
Huh?
Well,
Kansas
she's a Native
flipped,
American
yeah,
in
right?
Kansas. Yes.
Yeah.
And Kansas did flip.
Yeah. So anyway, Marsha Blackburn, black lady from Tennessee. Is she black?
No, she's not. No, she's white.
She's white. Yeah. Okay. Janet Mills is the first woman to be governor of Maine. A.B. Finkenauer, congresswoman from Iowa, first woman to be elected. And she's a Democrat, which was kind of surprising for Iowa. So, anyway, I mean, back and forth and up and down, I find the process to be the big story and how many people got screwed. And I also don't understand why people vote early. Really, I think that there are a lot of decisions that don't get made or ought not to get made until the final bell rings on the campaign. You've heard everything. There are people who do it for convenience, but I couldn't imagine me not going. I loved going to the polls
yesterday. Well, I think
yesterday.
We're talking about all of the lines and all of the waiting that people had to do. I think that's the exact reason why people vote early.
Malfunctioning machines the day of, you never know. I think it makes a lot of sense why
Disgusting.
In the next election more. Now, well, it's disgraceful that happens, yes.
Yeah.
But I think more and more people will be using early voting going forward. I think that's only going to continue.
I love going into the polling place. I always look at the ballot box. Normally, the last time I voted in the primary when I went in there, I was a 400 and something vote. Yesterday, I was the 13. I think I was number 1391, middle of the afternoon. I went in. The mayor was outside campaigning, glad handing everybody. She saw me. She came over and gave me a hug and wanted to know if I had just bought an apple outside. It was like an apple for the teacher. Anyway, good news for some and others. Well, it's better luck next.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Dragon Swallow Evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Program. The two Victorias are here, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, Michael Jackson. Who can mistake that sound, that music? His classic Thriller re-entered the Billboard 100, the Hot 100, thanks to the annual Halloween playing of Thriller. 15.2 million U.S. streams last week, up 198% in that week. The first week of November, last week of October, the games helped the song re-enter both the digital song sales and streaming songs chart. Thriller peaked at number 4 on March 3rd in 1984, returned to the Hot 100 three times during this decade alone. With its new number 31 re-entry, it reaches its highest point since April 7th, 1984, which is, I think, when it... That's when it came out, right? Back in the winter of 84.
He only made it to number 4 with this song. I mean, this song is so iconic. Every single person knows it, and he only made it to number 4. That's crazy.
I suspect
makes
sometimes...
Makes me want to do some research and figure out what actually was...
Number one that year?
Yeah, now it's killing me. Now I need to know.
Well, the thing about Billboard is that it's corrupt and always has been. It's kind of like the rating system from Nielsen. It's a horrible system. It really isn't 100% accurate, and most people know that it isn't, but it's the only thing out there. They have a corner on the market of that so-called information. So whether it really reflects what actually has happened, you know how hard it is to get stats from how many people, like, say, even listen to this program or the podcast of this program. Trying to find the exact number, it's almost needle in haystack stuff. So, but the point is that it gets a charge every year at Halloween, and that's pretty much the story. But you're right about the word is correct there. You use, Kara, iconic. It really is. And mostly, and part, I don't know, mostly, but Vincent Price's voice in there made it more.
Okay, I've got an answer. A lot of competition in 1984. So the reason that it only made it to number 4, number 3 was 99 Luft Balloons, which was a massive one-hit wonder. Number 2 was Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun. And number 1, that spot for weeks was taken up by Van Halen with Jump. That's why it only made it to number 4.
Wow.
So they say, anyway. In our hearts, we think Thriller was number one.
Yes.
All right, let's keep moving here. Elton John in the music news today. He and his husband, David Furnish, and a number of celebrities, philanthropists, gathered at Cipriani 42nd Street for the annual gala to raise money for the AIDS Foundation, the Elton John AIDS Foundation. The evening, entitled An Enduring Vision, raised $3.9, almost $4 million for his AIDS Foundation, thanks in part to an auction that saw a signed Tony Bennett painting go for $100,000 and a photo of Elton by photographer David LaChapelle got $87,000. Sheryl Crow is the musical guest for the event. Elton couldn't help but open his comments by paying homage to Aretha Franklin. He said, "We witnessed the final performance of the Queen of Soul. You don't see greatness like that very often." Telling the room that he wept during her soul-stirring performance last year at St. John the Divine, Elton was clearly still upset about the loss, but grateful that Franklin gave some of her last moments to his cause. "It was clear she was unwell," Elton said, "but she smiled her sweet smile and said, 'I didn't want to let you down. I was supposed to play the year before and didn't want to let you down.'" Cherish those artists. They don't come along very often, is what Elton John said. He also urged the audience to cherish each other more readily, saying, "We need to start hugging each other more, or there's going to be trouble." I agree with that 100%. Sheryl Crow sang, "If it makes you happy, soak up the sun. Every day the winding road. A new song called Wouldn't Want to Be Like You." So, anyway, it was a good time. Looks like all the way around, good things were done. 28 after the hour.
Apotheosis in the mirror. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Apotheosis is the perfect example or form of something. In terms of people, it's the elevation of someone to a divine status. The prefix apo means quite or completely, and theos is the Greek word for God. To reach apotheosis is the ultimate. For many major religions, there is a singular or multiple figures who are the literal apotheosis. For some faiths, the divine is within, which means we are all the apotheosis of humanity. Now, that seems like a lot of pressure, or is it? Maybe the goal isn't becoming divine, but recognizing that you already are. It would be much more difficult, for example, to get caught up in the pettiness of life if we fully accepted that divinity is within us, because we might more likely focus our energy and attention on bigger thoughts and ideas. Whatever your belief system, strive to recognize the apotheosis in the mirror.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? You dream of getting a full night's rest, or you? Well, those days are long gone for me, and they can be for you too, thanks to My Pillow. All right, sleep like a baby. I can do it. You can do it. Shouldn't have to adjust your pillow every night, all night long. My Pillow adjusts to the shape you want and need, and stays there. So why don't you toss out those flat, worn-out pillows? Ugh. Some of the things in those pillows, you don't want to know what's there. Let My Pillow change the way you sleep. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. My Pillow is made here in America. 100% machine washable, dryable cotton. Unlike those other pillows, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee as well. Won't find that anywhere else. Buy one My Pillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any My Pillow, get the second one free. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV to get the two for the price of one deal. That's the promo code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A short course in the outcome of the midterm elections. Democrats projected to win control of the U.S. House, while Republicans are expected to retain their majority in the U.S. Senate. U.S. Senator from Texas Ted Cruz besting a Democratic challenge from Beto O'Rourke, and then saying of his challenger,
"Millions across this state were inspired by his campaign. They didn't prevail, and I am grateful the people of Texas chose a different path. But let me say to all of those who worked on his campaign, all of those who were inspired, that I am your senator as well. My responsibility is to represent every Texan."
In Florida, Republican Ron DeSantis is the apparent winner of the governor's race, besting Democratic mayor of Tallahassee Andrew Gillum, who's conceded. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Of my life change tea. Life has changed for lots of people. We'll talk about that for a moment or two here as we continue examining what's happening in the world, our world, your world, the world. It's the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is out today. Victoria Keelan is here. Victoria Jones is here. I'm going to call them VJ and VK. How's that? That sounds... MVJ.
Confusing.
Yes, it is. Kara Schillen is here. I'm Doug Steffen. So, not my final comment on the election. I think it's interesting the play that women had, the blue and the red stuff. What I find disturbing is that Nancy Pelosi is back in charge. And the reason I find it disturbing has nothing to do with anything except it's the same old, same old. When there is an election, there's a hope. Okay, so the Democrats took over the House. Yep. What's going to be different? What's going to be refreshing? What's going to be new? I always found Nancy Pelosi, most of the time, whatever comes out of her mouth is drivel. I find that to be the case with a lot of politicians. It's just drivel. And she is so tainted by her husband's activities and things that she was questioned about before. So the fact that she's the leader in the House now, Speaker of the House, just It's kind of nonplus. Are there some exciting other things that have happened as a result of the races being decided yesterday, and some still being decided, actually, as Victoria Keelan pointed out a little while ago? There are still some things that aren't quite in stone yet. But the fact that Pelosi is back in charge is a non-starter.
Is that just seniority? Is that how she's...
I have no idea.
Because Paul Ryan was.
No, I don't think it's seniority.
I think it's seniority within the Democratic
Hornswoggle
Party,
votes. No, you're who
you're going to have to run.
Yeah, you have to be.
Have to run speaker.
Yeah. So it's just, I don't know, whether you, if you find it to be disturbing, I just find her to be, she's a complete hack. And is like, there's so many Democrats and Republicans who are just hacks. So if you're looking for something new and different out of the Democrats, doubt that it'll happen, at least if she's the person who's the spokesperson. Maybe there's somebody coming up under her who, I don't know enough about the other leaders in the Democratic Party. I don't know much about the Republican leaders anymore. The newer faces, or better faces, but I know that her being
there's
there.
There's only one leader in the Republican Party.
That's true.
There's one leader in the Republican Party, that's Donald Trump. The Democratic Party keeps shooting itself in the foot because it doesn't know what it wants to do with regard to a leader.
Yeah. And the other thing that bothered me about, this is a, I was coming home last night. I had a meeting in Boston, and it was about 6:45. I'm driving. My sister invited me over for dinner last night, so I'm listening around to the radio. And to the four major AM stations that I worked on and grew up, I've been on, well, I was never on, you were on RKO, Victoria. I never got onto RKO. You did. I was on HDH, I was on BZ. It's not important where either of us were. The point is that listening to those signals was work. And I'm only like 6-7 miles from most of the places where the towers are, and it's a stark. I've listened to a lot of AM radio for a while anyway, and most of the news and most of the talk are on AM signals.
It's after sunset, so that's
after sunset.
Signals
change.
Sink into oblivion. That's terrible.
It's an outrage to the people who own those stations. I have forgotten. I pretty much grew up on, and I think I'm trying to remember how many FM stations I was on. I was on what is now WROR, WVBF, and WKOX-FM when I was a jock. But I haven't been on a lot of FM stations in my career. There are, I think we have 24, 25 FM stations that carry this program now. But the point is listening around to what was the case, and then this stark reality of listening to these AM stations, it's an outrage. And why the FCC is allowed to let that continue, the interference from all these other, really what it is the interference from all these other damn signals that are floating around everywhere. And when you actually get down to thinking about what it is, it's what's hitting your body. Do you realize how much stuff there is out there that you can't see that's pummeling your body? All of the signals that get your computer to work, all the signals that get your iPhone to work, your cell phone, television, radio, it's amazing. It's serious. The number of signals that are out there, and that's partially why the AM band is as messy as it is, because the FCC has allowed all these other signals to compromise the AM signals. And I know a lot of people listening on AM radios right now, a lot of people running AM stations saying, yeah, Doug, yeah, yeah, you're telling us, yeah. It is. It's not right. It's not just. It's not fair. A lot of people are mom and pop operators that mostly carry this program around the country, the independent owners, who any number of them have owned the stations for 20, 30, 40 years. They're family things. And they've seen their power on the AM band go down because of all this damn interference from all these big companies. It really is. It was out. I couldn't listen to WBZ to get results. I couldn't listen to Howie Carr talk about it. And you wouldn't. Was he there when you were there? Yeah, he was there when you were there, Victoria, wasn't he?
Yeah, Howie is a big name. He's very important locally in that whole region because he has such an encyclopedic knowledge of the Northeast region and politics.
Yeah.
You want to know what Howie has to say about local
He knows
politics.
Them all. I'm trying to listen to him talk about some guy up in Maine, and I can't hear what he's saying. And I am maybe 6, 7, 8 miles when I first tuned into him away from where the transmitter is. It is something that needs, I mean, people, you want to get upset about something, that's something to get upset about, in my mind anyway. You're not being treated as an equal. People who want to listen to AM radio are not being treated as an equal to those who get the FM signal or other ways of tuning in. But I'm talking about mostly commercially run AM and FM radio stations. It's outrageous. You can't, there are some cars even now, I was remembering as I'm going through this outrage, and I'm not feigned, this is, I really am. I remember renting a Mercedes last year from Intercom. They didn't even have an AM radio in it.
Really?
I couldn't listen. I would never, ever rent a it was a piece of junk anyway in comparison to the old Mercedes that I used to drive and love. But, I mean, no AM radio? Come on. Okay, is that an age thing, Victoria?
I don't know that it's an age thing, but there's a lot of talk radio on AM. There's some talk radio on FM. But if you suddenly delete the AM dial from all your cars, you're sending a message to people that we don't care.
We don't matter.
You're interested in talk
there's
radio.
A political ramification to this that people are not thinking about. It really is. It's kind of like the plugs being unplugged in Georgia and batteries being used to run the system and the batteries go dead. It is that, it's that kind of outrageous. It's a point. I mean, you got to be stupid not to realize what's going on. All right. Today is National Canine Lymphoma Awareness Day, November 7th. Did you know that lymphoma is one of the most common forms of canine cancer? Some people don't even know the dogs get cancer, but they do. A lot of dogs are suffering from canine cancer, lymphoma specifically. Good to know that there are resources out there to keep you informed. The National Canine Lymphoma Awareness Day, which is today, is here to remind us to stay vigilant and to check your dogs regularly. That is, feel your dog. When you're patting your dogs, run your hands around his or her head and neck and hips, same places. It's a lymphatic thing, like where our lymph nodes are under our ears, under our arms, and in our groin. Same place on a dog. So check it so that you know whether there any is swelling there. Bring the dog to the vet and have it checked out. Also, in this same department, CoverGirl, getting a lot of positive publicity, and justifiably so, by adopting more inclusive representation in the models they use in makeup ads. And now they've announced that they have deepened their commitment to cruelty-free beauty. That is, they're not using bunnies, rabbits to test their products anymore. That's been a big thing.
About time.
For a long time, yeah.
Jeez.
I guess we're touting them, but yet what took them so long to get there in the first place?
Well, they're such a big, big company, so it's a good thing in the one sense that a lot of other companies will follow suit, because when CoverGirl or Maybelline or Revlon, like the really big ones, when they make a move like this, it sounds great to say that, oh, we're cruelty-free. This is obviously a business decision, and there have been so many statistics out saying that animal testing is not nearly as accurate when it comes to, the reactions humans will have. It's a lot more expensive. So this is a good business decision for CoverGirl, but it does look good, and it does raise awareness on a drugstore level that people, you have choices, and if you can only afford drugstore cosmetics, that you actually have, you've got some really good options if you want to be cruelty-free. So I applaud them. I think it's great, and I do think that a lot of other companies will follow along, but there have been so many brands that have been cruelty-free for a really long time, so they're behind the times.
I remember talking about this on the air 20, 25 years ago with companies that were becoming conscious then of this sort of thing.
Yep.
All right. Bob Kay, who is frequently on our minds just to reel it back for a minute, said, and he's an expert in this department, he just bought a new car, and I don't know what, I've forgotten whether I even asked him what the radio was in it, but he says that the problem today is that a lot of radios in the cars that are expensive are crappy. The AM radio is crappy anyway. And I think that may be. They don't focus on making good AM radios, so there are a couple of different problems.
Because everybody comes kind of equipped with satellite radio now, so that's kind of really where technology goes.
Yeah, but I may have satellite radio, but I want to listen. You couldn't find any real discussion. There are a few decent talk stations on Sirius, but I couldn't find a local ring around what was going on here in the Boston area.
And that's what's missing.
No, it's outrageous.
So there are decisions being made by the people who are deciding what goes into those cars. And some of that has to do with, what do I want to listen to?
Yeah.
And thinking about, okay, so who's going to be driving my cars and what do they want to listen to?
Right.
And to a great extent, I think they're missing the boat because we know.
It's arrogant as hell, Victoria.
The people driving around like to listen to talk radio.
All right. It's very arrogant. All right. Let's talk about television a little bit. Who's got the schedule for tonight? What do we have? Tonight's Wednesday, so it's the is that the all Chicago night on NBC?
It is. It starts at 8 p.m. on NBC with Chicago Med, and then you've got Fire and Brimstone
Water.
And every other every other type of disaster.
Fire,
in
rain,
Chicago.
And police. Yes,
yep,
right.
That will happen tonight. There's a brand new CBS tonight at 8. There's a brand new Survivor if you're into that. Over on the CW, there is also some new programming. There's a brand new Riverdale. That show is actually picking up steam in terms of ratings, so a lot more people are watching this season apparently than last. And then new Modern Family. This is the final season of Modern Family. That's on at 9 p.m. tonight on ABC. And so that season and series is counting down. And then if you're into some buying and selling, there's a brand new Property Brothers. That's on HGTV at 9 p.m. tonight. And a brand new Total Divas. If you are into the world of WWE, that is brand new on the E! Channel tonight at 9 p.m. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, with the focus on the Divas, let's focus on sports for a moment. VK, the U.S. Olympic Committee, is trying to revoke USA Gymnastics. Why?
Well, we've heard all about Larry Nassar, the team doctor who was sentenced for up to 175 years in prison on multiple sexual abuse charges. He was the team doctor for the USA Gymnastics. I never knew that there were two different governing bodies. That there's the United States Olympic Committee, Gymnastics, and then there's the USA Gymnastics. So now the U.S. Olympic Committee wants to revoke USA Gymnastics status as the national governing body, essentially saying they let all of this happened to all of these female athletes. Larry Nassar was, everyone knew about it. There's lots of settlements now. So they basically said that the athletes deserve better. They do. And so now the U.S. Olympic Committee is making a pretty bold move to essentially disassemble the entire USA Gymnastics program and have it come under their umbrella. And so they say that the struggles, they continue with how to reform this, and they're going to be taking a harder look at this moving forward. So this is good news for all of those girls who came forward. I think there were 200 or more girls who came forward as victims, and so this is obviously a response to that, and hopefully we will never have to hear about that again.
Yeah. All right, speaking of responses, that was good. Thank you, Victoria. Mike Horn, who's Jennifer's father and a great, great, great friend of mine, been like he and Bob were radio guys from back in the dark ages. He just sent me a little tweet suggesting, because he controls CRN, Digital Talk controls a number of channels, multiple platforms, and he reminded me of how many of these channels I'm on with you and everybody else. So there are a lot of places that if you go and even use Echo, you can go to CRN and find the DJV program, lots of other good, what would be good AM radio programs. 10 before the hour.
Pain pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and Pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay Heating Pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay Heating Pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
What's right around 53 after the hour now. Tech Talk time on the DJV program. BK, Victoria Keelan is here to bring us up to date on a couple of things. Usable items. For example, the aforementioned FCC, talking about them and AM radios in cars and at home, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now they're talking to the phone companies. And this is something that we all are going to cheer for if they actually do it and it's successful, Victoria.
Very true. So the FCC is now demanding that phone companies do more to fight robocalls and other spam phone calls. So the reason, and we've been talking about this for how many years now? As long as I've been with you, which is almost 3 years, and these robocalls on your cell phone are just getting worse and worse.
Awful.
On landlines. If you have a landline, I don't even know anyone actually who has a landline anymore.
I do. I have a landline, and I just don't have an answer.
That's how most
normally
people,
you have
if
an
they
answer.
Have it bundled, they have a bundle plan, like your cable and internet and phone is all bundled, people will keep the landline. My parents did the same thing, and they just leave it unplugged because it just rang all day long.
I have the phone. It'll ring. I just don't have an answering. I don't have an answering message or the ability to leave a message.
Yeah.
So
well,
I pick up
and
the
that's
phone.
How a lot of people deal with their landlines now. And the reason for that, you can talk to anybody of any age, and they'll say, I got so many phone calls that are just either soliciting for money or it's some charity that
and
is technically...
How does that work? How can I don't know anybody who thinks these things are other than a damned nuisance and an annoyance.
Right.
And they don't respond to them. So how do they make money if they basically piss everybody off with this stuff?
Well, unfortunately, they do reach some people, and they do get money out of some people. So they either beat you down to the point where you say, all right, fine, Cancer Society, I'll give you my $10 or whatever it is. But that and they legally are allowed to call you, because if you've ever donated to a charity, they are legally allowed to keep calling you. So that's one thing. That is separate from the robocalls, though. So now the FCC chairman, Ajit Pai, who's not my favorite person when it comes to net neutrality, but he's been under a lot of pressure with robocalls from the American public. This has just been something that we've been crying for at least 4 or 5 years. He sent a letter to more than a dozen U.S. cell phone carriers and phone companies saying that they have to adopt a robust call authentication process that to prevent illegal caller ID spoofing. Now, if you ever get a cell phone call where it looks like it's the first 3 or 6 numbers of your number, and then the last few digits are different, that's the new scam. So it looks like, oh, this person is just one digit off from my number. Maybe I do know them. And a lot of people fall victim to that. So now he wants that to end. That's called spoofing. And that's been a huge problem. And earlier this year, the FCC fined a Florida man $120 million because he made 96 million robocalls in 2016.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
He was in charge of that. So you're going to start to see more and more big fines levied at people and companies who are doing this. It's just something that it has to be addressed, and the American public is just fed up with it. So let's keep the pressure on the FCC. This is a result of a lot of tweets and social media and things like that. So keep the pressure on, and hopefully we can get rid of it.
Moving along, here are the latest updates on what to expect from the final season of Game of Thrones.
The Geek Out.
We're still a long ways from the return of Game of Thrones for what will be its 8th and final season, but we are getting news. First, the last season will only be 6 episodes, but each of those likely to be at least 90 minutes in length. Word is production costs will exceed $15 million per episode and will culminate in, quote, the most sustained action sequence ever made for TV or film. Now, that's quite a claim. We've also been told the prequel series HBO plans to launch has hired Naomi Watts for the lead, and that series, called The Long Night, is due in 2020. So in the meantime, we can all just sit and wait for the final and 8th season of Game of Thrones, which is due sometime in the first half of 2019.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Victoria, Amazon has dropped free shipping, the minimum required. You get free shipping no matter what. Is that how I read this?
That is true. Amazon's upping the holiday shopping game. They're offering free shipping with no minimum purchase to everyone. That means you don't even need to be a Prime member anymore. You can get millions of items shipped to you for free just in time for Christmas. Non-Prime members usually have to spend $25 in order to score the free shipping. Now they've wiped that out. And
so what's
this is
the benefit
indirect
of belonging to Prime then, really? Is there?
Well, for the rest of the year, you get the free shipping. So this is just for holidays for now. But this is in direct competition to Walmart and Target. It's doing the same thing.
Are they? Huh. How about them apples? All right, good job, Victoria. Thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.